Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. I was having a conversation with my wife this morning, and she used to be a teacher at a small church school down in South Georgia, and she was really good at it. And ever since then, she has had, sorry about the phone going off right there, very professional, Ken, way to go. Ever since she taught school there where we went to church, she's had lots of offers at different places for teaching school, and they've begged her to come back. And while she enjoyed elements of teaching school, the actual relations with the kids and helping them, you know, see what's possible in life and learn and grow into young adults, she loved that element of it, but she didn't like the administration part of it. And that really ran her down. So in our conversation, she was like, am I supposed to be a school teacher in life? Maybe that's what I'm meant for because I enjoy it and I'm really good at it. Or am I supposed to be a house cleaner? Or what am I supposed to do? Like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do in life. And I find that interesting. Because, you know, we all face that. What am I supposed to do? What is my calling in life? What am I meant for? I've got to be meant for more than this. And I said, babe, I think we get to choose what we do in life. We get to choose our calling. Life is kind of like those choose your own adventure books from when we were kids, or at least from when I was a kid, where you would read a portion of the story and then you would have a choice to make. If you would make this choice, you turn to this page of the book and you go on through the story and you choose your own adventure. Life is like that. You get to choose your own adventure. Now, God has given us a set of tools with which to live life. He's given us interests. He's given us skills, talents, abilities, things that we tend to gravitate towards. He's given us unique personalities that's like no one else on earth. He's made us unique, special. Now, there's similarities between people, sure. People can be almost exactly the same, like very much alike, but there's differences. Even if there's so many things that are alike, there's still so many things that are different. You can have so many of the same interests and like different hobbies. There are so many things, so many ways that people are different. And God designed us that way. He made us unique. And it's that uniqueness in each of us that guides us to our purpose. I believe that purpose is using that uniqueness, your gifts, talents, interests, skills, passions, abilities, personality, all of those things, using them to make a positive impact in the lives of other people. Purpose is outward focused, and we tend to look inward when seeking purpose. Like, what is my purpose? The thing that we need to be asking ourselves, the question to ask is, what am I gifted in, and how can I use that to help other people? How do I enjoy making a difference in the lives of other people? How do I enjoy serving? The question my wife could ask is, do I enjoy serving at school enough to make that a full-time career in the capacity of a teacher? Do I enjoy cleaning houses enough to make that my full-time career? Or are these things that I can mix and match and pull elements from of each of them and create my own unique career, my own unique calling, my own path in life? We can each ask ourselves those questions. The one question, if there was one question that I would tell somebody to ask when finding their path, when seeking purpose, it's how do I enjoy serving other people? And when you can find that answer, If you don't know that answer, then go look for ways to serve other people, to help them out. Maybe you're driving past a rundown place and you want to stop in and you say, hey, look, I notice your porch is sagging and it's kind of separating from the house. Can I help you with that? No cost, no nothing. I want to help you. I want to serve you and fix that for them. And then as you're doing that, ask yourself, is this how I want to continue to serve people? Can I make this my career? Do I want to build a business out of this? Or do I want this to be a weekend thing where I go around helping less fortunate people, where I help widows, where I help people who can't afford to get their house fixed? Do that with different things. Do you want to serve people by growing awesome food? You know, you can grow a run of meat birds and sell those. You can donate them to people who don't have much to eat. You can raise pigs and sell the pigs. You can grow vegetables, give away or sell the vegetables. Now, there's so many different things you can do to serve people. And when you focus on others, your purpose and your path will reveal itself. Do good work.